You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's an interesting stat I just saw on the internets.
Oh.
This is actually funny. Bill Belichick has more playoff wins than his girlfriend has had birthdays. 31 playoff wins to 24 birthdays.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you see the picture circulating of the picture of the two of them in the year 2000?
Yes.
I tried not to, but of course, she's like a baby. And
she's just a newborn.
Yeah, like an infant.
Yeah.
I'm like, why do we have to do that? We understand.
Yeah, we get it.
Oh, it's insane, man. It really is. So anyway, we go to Bill Belichick time, man. It's just getting good. Every single day there's something new.
Gosh.
Well, yeah, now he's going to different outlets to try and kind of figure out how to wind this whole CBS chaos down.
Yep. He's going to the Bears PR.
He's hiring the old Bears PR guy to get his act together.
Yeah. Or to...
Fabes is his name.
Fabes. Yeah. Fabes. That was it. Fabes.
He wants to like get an outside source away from the whole situation and basically do a what would you do situation.
Why are teams and people so bad at public relations and stuff like this? Like, all you had to do was wear a shirt and tie and be a normal human being that we saw on TV for the last year in these interviews.
Or decline the interview.
Or instead of being that surly SOB that nobody liked. What he has to understand now, he's not in the NFL anymore, right? Now it's all about public perception. Colleges aren't going to stand for that. Like, people who donate to colleges, they want their back scratched. That's why they do it. It's a you-know-what measuring contest for a lot of these people who write checks to colleges. Bill Belichick better understand that and better realize that, like, after a game, you know, there may be, like, the founder of some big company sitting in your office wanting to talk about the game, and you're going to have to do that because that guy's writing a big check for the university. It could be interesting to see how Belichick, you know, deals with that. And also, too, you're on a book tour, bro. Like, be nice. It sells some books.
Yeah.
One question before I go, Tom, do you think a college kid needs a Phantom, like a Rolls Royce?
Nah, hey, no, it's not a Phantom. It's a Rolls Royce Cullinan.
I think he needs to get his ass in the film room and spend as much time in there as possible.
Thank you, Tom.
Less time in the car and more time in the film room.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate that.
And I've seen you have one too, Tom. Don't think I've seen
you. I was just a rental. Hey, I had a few bucks in my pocket at that point. I'll see some car stories when we're together next time.
I mean, if you saw that video, you understand exactly why Shedeur Sanders was a fifth-round draft pick. There's nothing more that really needs to be said other than that video right there. He's more worried about what kind of car he's driving than playing football. And that's okay. Some people just like the athlete lifestyle. They don't necessarily like being the athlete. But you're also talking to the uber athlete of all time in Tom Brady, right? Like, that was the guy who just loved football. And he's talking to a guy who's in college at the time and saying, you don't need that kind of car. Tom Brady was his mentor. The Raiders did not draft the guy. That tells you a lot about Shador Sanders. He likes the athlete lifestyle. He may not like the work that has to go into being an athlete, because then we had that story over the weekend surface about now he's mad at the Giants for giving him a playbook with mistakes in it that he was supposed to find and chose not to do the homework and didn't have the answers. That's not the Giants' fault. That's your fault. That's how we start to separate people in this business. Oh, yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's mad. You know, mad at the Giants, I saw, because they put mistakes in the playbook. He was supposed to identify them.
Come on.
He didn't do the homework. What makes our decision easy? If you're not willing to do the homework to get the job,
that's bad.
What are you going to do when you have the job? And so as the days go by, I'm not surprised at all that he was a fifth-round draft pick. He cared more about a Rolls Royce than doing what was necessary. That was his mentor.
I do hate that he's like, don't act like I don't. I hate is a strong word. I dislike aggressively that instead of like answering to Tom, you know what? You're probably right. I probably should get my ass in the film room. He goes, I seen that you got one time. You are talking to Tom Brady, dude.
Yes.
Like, he can have whatever he wants. He signed a $350 million thing with Fox after his career. Like, that's the problem I think that we get into, and I think that's what makes...
It's a great pickup by you.
It's things that kind of just, like, make me, the older I get, I'm like, I understand that guy did that. And that's why I go back to, like, the MJ thing. Like, Brett's like, hey, man, like, keep your top hand... like free, like let it go, like keep your leg kicked down, like you're doing things that are like not adding up. And it's like, yeah, but I mean, like I saw you do this. It's like, dude, that's George Brett. Okay. That's top five greatest baseball players to ever put cleats on and play the sport. Listen, shut up. And if you are as successful, or if you are half as successful as George Brett, then you can do whatever you want. Shador, if you're two rings in the Super Bowl, one MVP, then you can be like, Tom, remember when you got your Phantom? It's like, now it's not that place. Just like you're
Tom
right,
Tom. Was almost like, wait, what?
He's like, it was a rental. And at that time I had changed my, like Tom, the guy that we all grew up, we all watched hating because he was a winner and, you know, did good things. Even still kind of low key was like humble and honest. He's like, well, first off, it was a rental. I didn't pay for it. And at the time, I could have because I had done so much in the film room that displayed on the field that I was able to purchase whatever the hell I wanted. You're a 21, 22-year-old kid who's riding daddy's coattails, and everybody now knows it, and now you're on your own to prove it. And if you don't, everybody wins. And if you do, you win. What do you want more? Do you want to prove everybody wrong?
Right.
Or do you want to prove everybody right? Because proving everybody right is the easy route to take. Proving everybody wrong is going to take some ego checking. It's going to take some work. It's going to take this, hey, you're going to have to just go, you know, off the grid and become your own individual person because you've lived your whole life as, you know, your dad's kid. Now you've got to try to break that chain and become your own name and your own person where people go, yeah, that's Deion's son to... That's Shador Sanders. And by buying a Phantom, do whatever you want with your money. I don't care. But know that like what people think of you and what people are going to expect of you, and you do that, they're going to go back to this over and over again and be like, yeah, you told Tom. He's like, well, you have one. Why can't I have one? He's Tom Brady.
Because he's Tom Brady Sanders. And you're not. I mean, that really was kind of what Tom's answer was. Well, I'm Tom Brady. You're not. But Tom doesn't even have that type of ego to say something like that, but kind of did, you know, in that situation. And Shador Sanders, man, like he's in for a rude awakening.
Yeah.
He rolls up as a fifth round draft pick to, you know, the first practice of the team. The other veterans see that. There may be a late hit in practice on Shador Sanders. Like, guys aren't going to put up with that in the NFL. That's the biggest jump. And that's why I think a lot of college coaches have a tough time in the NFL, because these are grown men. These are adults. These are working men that are out there doing their, it's not college anymore. Things change. It's going to be interesting to see how this era of these NIL babies, I call them, adapt to life in the NFL, coming in and already having that kind of money in their pocket because of college, or just being propped up on their college campus to think that there's somebody special and important. They're not. Like, if Shador Sanders rolls into Cleveland thinking he's God's gift and he's something special, he's going to be walking out of Cleveland real fast. And then once you leave Cleveland, well, that's the end of the world. So you got nowhere else to go, you know? So
is that one guy, is he still their defensive coordinator? I can't stand him. What's his name? He was the head coach of Detroit.
Oh, yeah, Schwartz. Jim Schwartz. Yeah,
right. He's still their D
coordinator. I think so, yeah.
Something tells me in training camp, hey, let Miles go free.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Hey, exactly.
Let him meet Miles Garrett for the first time.
The offensive coordinator may say that to Jim Schwartz. Hey, let this guy go free. We need to send a message
or
right now.
Or the left tackle.
Yeah, whoever.
Hey,
right?
let Miles go free. Oh, thing. I thought you'd never ask.
Yeah, Caleb. Right. Hey, fine. Done. Yeah. Yeah. Like this totally looked like a
given
the bookender
the
out there. But that's where we've got to go, man. With a lot of these kids that are going to be coming now into the NFL and into the NBA for that matter, and maybe even into baseball. But a lot of those baseball kids are entitled. Anyway, when they get up here, I mean, it costs a lot to play baseball. You have to be a rich kid anymore in America to play the game. And so I think it's going to be very interesting to see some of these NIL kids that got a couple of million bucks in their pocket from college adjust to life in the NFL. Because when you get to the NFL, there's not one player in there that cares what you did at Colorado or Kansas or Nebraska or Illinois or any of these places. Nobody cares what you've done in college. You've got to go prove yourself in the NFL. And if you walk in thinking that you've already won and you've already proven everybody wrong because you got an NIL deal in college, you ain't gonna be long for the NFL, man. You aren't.